Hi, my name is Pete Bucher. Welcome to the Peaceful Bull. Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Peaceful Bull, your home for the spiritual revolution. This is where the spiritual rubber hits the proverbial road of life, because your life is your spiritual path, and this world in which we live is the pressure cooker, the playing field of spiritual experience. And the sooner we all get our collective heads around that, the sooner we can finally experience peace in ourselves and peace with one another. And that, my friends, is what it's all about. That's where we're headed. Most of us are excited about that. There are those that will resist and are fighting back pretty hard. And we're just going to love them as we move forward. For a long time now, there's been discussion about the shift from the material age into the spiritual age. It's been called different things: the Golden Age, the Age of Aquarius. There's all these different names. But we are meaningfully into that shift at this point. And we can look on TV and we can see the violence, and we can see the oppression, and we can see the darkness. But we can also look in between the cracks and all that, and we can see the light. We can see the rising tide of acceptance, the rising tide of compassion. We can see the evolution of consciousness happening in and among us, day to day. And that's where we're going to focus our attention. Because here's what we're invited to in this time, in this extraordinary, complicated, yes, but extraordinary time in which we live. We're invited to go from a mode of being that's based in scarcity and the few having a lot, to a period of mutual abundance, making sure that all at least are taken care of. Into a period where basic, fundamental needs of survival are mutually assured. That we go from a place of what can I take, what can I get, how can I get a leg up on this person? Who can I push down so I can rise up? We go to a place of being driven by love and care and concern for one another, whether we agree with each other or not. Mutually assured survival is key to the future, the longevity, the survival of our species. And it's coming. We go from focusing on separation and division and what makes this person different or that belief system different from mine. We immediately go to that place right now. Well, how is this different? Well, how we're trying to constantly separate and isolate ourselves, distinguish ourselves from one another. And instead, we're going to start being able to go to a place of inclusion and acceptance, being curious about each other's beliefs, being curious about the other religion, and finding ways to solve problems rather than exacerbate them. And we find ways to love one another for our differences rather than in spite of them. We are invited to evolve into a consciousness of oneness, a mindset of oneness, of sameness, in the physical plane as it already is in the spiritual plane, and to live in harmony with one another and our natural world. We go from a mindset, a material mindset, of stripping the natural world of its resources for our own gain, to harnessing that which is freely given from our natural world, so that we can still live in comfort and peace and have great technological advances and great economic prosperity. It's all available if we start to tune in to our lives, to our civilization, to our natural world with a mindset of the abundance that's already here, as opposed to focusing on scarcity. The material is based in scarcity. The spiritual recognizes the extant abundance that's all around us, that the natural world already gives us, that we can freely use and replenish to support ourselves and to live in the natural flow of this beautiful planet on which we live. We're invited to love one another in the hard times, especially in the hard times, as well as the good, just as we do our own family members and friends, closest, most cherished loved ones, and live in an inclusive global community, allowing each of us to rise to our highest potential, to come to the full expression of each of our own beings, and to support one another in doing the same. We come to a realization that only when other people around us, when we're supporting other people and coming into the fullness of their own lives, can I truly come into the fullness of mine. It's not about doing that at the expense of other people. It's doing it in community with other people. It's the only way it works long term. And it's so much better. I believe this is what is meant in the Christian tradition, when they say it's our job to walk and serve humbly with God. We recognize sameness. We recognize God in one another. And we allow the full expression of that to come through in ourselves and everyone we encounter. And it's not going to be easy, guys. It's not. But it is simple. We choose to see each other through the eyes of love, as we would our own children, parents, close family members, benefactors, people who it's easy for you to love. Then we extend the same to those where it's more difficult. We don't have to like them all the time. We don't have to agree. We're not going to. But we are tasked with loving one another. This is a practice unto its own. And it requires a special type of commitment, a type of commitment that I'll refer to as devotion, which is commitment that's infused with love. Things that you're devoted to, you're committed to from a place of love. It arises from within you, from the most powerful, from the most abundant place within your being. Devotion. As we evolve our thinking, as we heal our own hurts, as we see ourselves as whole and complete, and see others as whole and complete, and support ourselves and everyone we encounter in coming into the full expression of our own beings, now we're getting somewhere. It requires a compassionate and wise understanding of other people and the events of our day. It requires us to acknowledge our pain and how we project it onto other people, or how we try to control, manipulate, manage, or fix other people or situations in order just to try to manage the hurt that we don't want to feel. We support each other in healing so we don't propagate generations of pain and trauma and abuse on one another, so our kids and their kids can live free of it. And maybe once and for all, we can end the enculturation of shame that lives so strong in our society. You see it in our discourse. in our politics, in our religion, in our houses of worship, in the way that we talk to, think about, and treat people who are different than us, look different than us, speak different than us, love different than us. It's no longer acceptable, and it is not tolerant. It is not tolerable in the spiritual age. It matters not. In the spiritual age, it matters not the color of your skin or the language you speak. It matters what's in your heart. It matters not who you love, but that you love. And it requires us to realize that everyone, through their religious and spiritual practices, through their love relationships, through the way they dress, or the activities that they pursue, is simply trying to make sense of a world that often doesn't make sense. To find peace in a life previously defined by pain, hurt, trauma, great loss, fears of abandonment. Guys, we've each survived our own horrors in life. This is part of being human. None of us is alone in that. So we accept that. We acknowledge that in ourselves. We acknowledge that in others. And we meet that pain with love. The very definition of compassion. And the fact that each of us is simply trying to find some shred of peace in lives that are often chaotic, it is the thing that unites us. The way we go about it sometimes is unskillful and creates pain. But that's why we start to make a mutual commitment to practicing this. And not everybody's going to be on board. And that's okay. They can only ever be where their feet are at that time. We're all only ever having the experience commensurate to our own personal level of evolution in the moment. But we give them that space to grow at the pace that they're growing. Just as we would want the same for ourselves. And we start to realize that we're all living our own spiritual path. We're living our own personal evolution. And we're living within a time of evolution of consciousness into a new, and being invited into a new way of being in ourselves and with one another. Now we start to find unity in our diversity. We start to see gifts all around us. We start to appreciate the abundance in our lives already. And again, we love each other for our differences rather than in spite of them. Because here's the truth. This divine force that flows through all and everything, whatever you want to call it, it flows through all and everything. It is the source of all being. There is nothing that you can witness or observe that isn't the same as you. We all only ever could be one. Different fingers of the same hand. Different waves in the same ocean. Different drops in the same rainstorm. We find beauty in our difference because it's a different expression of the same thing that I am, that you are, that everything is. And that thing is witnessing that beauty through you, through me, through everyone you meet. And that is magical. And so as we enter this spiritual age together, we are invited to come to a truthful realization that the one is the many, and that the many are the one. This has always been the case, is the case, and always will be. It could be no other way, and I'll make that case more as we move forward through these episodes. So in conclusion, it is with love that I invite you to walk firmly on this earth. Live fully in this moment. And stand confidently in the truth of who you are. My name is Pete. This is The Peaceful Bull.